Hello. Hi, how you
Hi.
doing?
Good, thank you. Bobby, just before we start, I hope it's okay. We've got Annie's practitioner, Laura, who was supposed to be joining. She's just about to join. So she's taken over from the role of our previous nurse practitioner, Claire, and it's likely you're going to be seeing her in the future. So we just wanted to introduce you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Laura,
Hi.
Bobby, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Bobby. Nice to meet
And you?
you. We're doing your titration appointment again today, and you last saw me, it was in November. So let's have a look what the plan was last time. You'd asked to stop the concert and you wanted to go over to our van. So what we did, Laura, Bobby was on a dose of 54 milligrams of Concerta. When we're switching over to our vans, you don't just do a straight swap just because the side effect profile can be a bit more powerful with our vans. Concerta is quite gentle with side effects usually. So what we did, we went to a dose of 30 milligrams, which is like a starting dose for somebody of Bobby's weight and height. So how have you been finding the medication, Bobby?
I haven't really noticed it, to be fair. I don't think it's enough. I don't notice it anywhere near as much as the Concerta.
Which, we've started to join a basic dose and you're still taking your soft products and when needed at the moment.
Sorry, say that again. The sound's gone a little bit.
Sorry, are you still taking your Bisoprolol at the moment?
I've never actually taken it. I was prescribed it years ago. It was a pill in pocket kind of thing, but yeah,
You never had
I've
to
never had to
sort
take one, no.
it. So that was prescribed initially for atrial
Yeah, Paras or whatever it is, yeah.
The paradoxical
Yeah, that's
one,
the
isn't
one,
it?
yeah.
Yeah. Problem. So we were changing insert it for our vans. So you've not found it to be as effective as the Concerta 54 milligrams. Have you noticed, say, like a dip in your concentration then?
Yeah, definitely.
So the reason for changing, because originally you'd been on medic and you were having some side effects with like a high heart rate at rest, so that's the original reason why you were switched to Concerta. But what Bobby was finding was that he was more motivated on the Medicinet than he was on the Concerta. And you were starting to struggle to keep up with assignments, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So the idea was we change to a different stimulant, build you up to a therapeutic dose in the hope that you'll get better symptom control than you did with the Concerta. And, as I said previously, the Medicinet, particularly with side effects, it can have quite a few in comparison to the Concerta. The Concerta seems to be a bit more gentle. But in addition, you don't end up getting as good control of the ADHD symptoms in certain patients, and I think that's what you were experiencing with it, Bobby.
Yeah.
How is your sleep been on the Concerta? Sorry, on the
Alvans,
Alvans.
yeah. Fine. Yeah, no problems there. As far as side effects goes, there hasn't really been any at all.
That's good to know. So it's not had any side effects. And how's your appetite been?
It has affected my appetite a little. Yeah, but I still eat enough, too much, to be fair, so...
Appetite dipped a little, but you're still eating plenty.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been diagnosed with any other medical problems at all since the last time we spoke?
No.
Bobby, I can't remember last time. Did we take the observations during the call, or do you normally go somewhere else to get your blood pressure done?
I just gave you the, because I normally do them on a kind of regular basis myself anyway, because I've got a blood pressure monitor. So I just gave you the last readings that I took.
Yeah. Have you got some up to date ones?
I did one yesterday, and anticipation. Yeah. Where are we? So yesterday morning it was 119/78.
Yep, so that's really similar to the last reading, very stable. And what was your pulse?
56.
Okay. And do you know what your weight is at the moment?
86 kilos, thereabouts.
Stayed the same. That's pretty good considering you've just gone through Christmas as well. I always hear people say, oh, poor Arthur, stay over the month. So no, that is good. It might also be the medication as well, as you know, it can increase your metabolism a little bit. So but as long as it's stable and you're not dropping weight. And everything all right with your mental health and things and your mood at the moment?
Yeah, fine, no problems there.
Fantastic. Okay. And everything the same with, I think you said you just drink alcohol at the weekend and you just have 3 units.
Three drinks. So that's might be 6. That's what kind of me cap we're trying to stick to on any one night. But yeah, weekends, okay. Obviously a bit more over Christmas, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Okay. So observations absolutely. Concerns then. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to increase your Alvans to the next level. So if you're going to 40 milligrams a day. So what we would do, we'll do your prescription, take that for another sort of 4 weeks, and then we'll book you in again. And if you need the next dosage, we'll just do the same again. We'll check your observations and then we can go to a 50 milligram dosage.
What's the kind of, where do you normally kind of get up to with this? What's the kind of therapeutic?
I would say every patient is different. Now, obviously, your males, you know, typically tend to require a bigger dosage because you weigh more. The maximum I'd say we go up to is about 70. Now, what sometimes happens is if patients are noticing that despite being on the full dose of 70, that perhaps the medication isn't lasting them through the day, you sometimes add an immediate release top-up in the afternoon. Not everybody needs it though, because in theory, Alvans should be in the system for 12 hours. So, you know, ideally you would expect if you were on 70 milligrams, you took that at 6 a.m. in the morning, shouldn't be wearing off till 6 p.m.
Yeah.
But some people describe like a crash period in the afternoon, and the concentration dips, they become irritable, they become dysregulated. If that were to happen, we would give you an immediate release sort of midday afternoon, because that only lasts in the system for 4 to 6 hours. Having said that, I have got some patients that are on a split dose of Alvans. So they take it at 2 p.m, the second dose, and it doesn't affect the sleep. So everybody is different. So some get insomnia from it, some don't. Some patients it helps them sleep. And I guess the difficulty we have is we don't know how each patient is going to respond to things until we trial this. So the next step for you would obviously be, you're not having any any improvement from the moment you take it. Let's go to the next dose in the morning, which would be 40. Still no improvement, we go to 50, and so on. If it is that you don't have a good response, even though you're on full dosage of Alvans, the next step would be looking at non-stimulant, which is one called atomoxetine. But generally speaking, patients don't usually go on to atomoxetine unless the Alvans is contraindicated. So usually Alvans tends to work better than atomoxetine for the majority of patients. Given that you did have a positive effect with Medicanet, I know the side effects were a bit grim, but the ADHD symptom profile, it did improve, didn't it, on Medicanet. There's a good chance that it will with Alvans because, again, it's a stimulant.
Yeah.
So are you happy for me to do the increase and then we have another appointment in about 4 weeks and see how you're getting on?
I was just last time, I think, when we spoke about it, because it can be quite long between kind of consultations, we kind of spoke about going up a bit further up to the, because I'd kind of been okay on MediConnect. And
you can. It's just the only thing I would say is, you know, because obviously it's a strong stimulant.
Yeah.
Sometimes when patients do the 20 milligram increase, they might get that uncomfortable nausea, the headaches and things like that. Some people have vomiting. So I'm happy to do 50 milligrams. Obviously your observations are fine, but just bear in mind you might get some of those side effects just because we've done a bigger jump.
Yeah.
So are you happy with that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. If you do that, yeah.
It seems like a long time since I've been on this and I've been kind of, yeah.
I know. If you do have any problems and you feel horrendous, save the 50s and I'll do you a prescription for the 40s and we'll bridge the gap.
Yeah.
But hopefully you'll be okay. I know a lot of patients, even though Alvans is a strong stimulant and it lasts in the system for a while, patients do find the side effect profile a bit gentler than the Medicanet.
Yeah, definitely,
so
yeah.
Hopefully you'll be okay. But if you do start feeling dreadful, just don't take the next day's dosage. Send us an email immediately and we'll get you that prescription ready. Again, with the Alvans, if you do want to have a break at the weekend, if you're having a drink, just have a break on the day you're drinking, get back on it whenever you want to. As long as you don't have more than 4 days off it, it's absolutely fine.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted asked today?
No, I think we're all good.
Okay. So I'll do your prescription. It'll be at the Bennett Centre. It'll be Monday after 1:00. So if you're able to collect it any time then, and then just get started on the medication the following day and just, you know, take your 30s in the meantime.
Yeah, just saying that in your calendar so I don't forget it.
Yeah, no worries. All right then, Bobby. Well, lovely catching up with you again. It is likely you might see Laura next time.
Yeah.
But if Laura has any questions, she just comes and checks with me anyway. But she's very, very experienced lady, you know, prescriber. So you're in good hands, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Fantastic.
Nice to meet you, Bobby. Take care.
Yeah, and you. I'll see you the next time.
Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.